Opening arguments were heard yesterday for the administrative trial of Baltimore police officer Cesar Goodson Jr. in relation to the death of Freddie Gray in April of 2015. Goodson was the driver of the van in which Gray sustained fatal injuries. Last year, Goodson was acquitted on criminal charges related to the case. WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi will be reporting on the disciplinary trial this week. She's on the line now. Dominique, give us a sense of what these proceedings are like. I understand that cameras, recording devices, electronics of all kind are pretty much banned from the courtroom. Is that right?
Right. So the courtroom is in the University of Baltimore, the Learning Commons on Charles Street and Mount Royal Avenue around that area. There's a lot of security around the building, metal detectors, security guards, and police officers. Also a big sign saying the list of prohibited weapons and also prohibited items. And all of this is really to keep the trial as a civil hearing and making sure evidence is preserved as is, not kind of letting people tweet it out or lose context. Even in the room, you're really not even supposed to be on your phone. They'll take away your phone and make you leave the room. And then the panel of three high-ranking officers from Howard, Montgomery counties, counties around Baltimore County, are all sitting at the front of the room. And then on the left, you have Goodson and his attorneys, the leading attorney, Sean Malone. And then you have on the right representation from the police department. That representation is Neil Duke and his team.
Tell us about the opening arguments you heard yesterday, both on behalf of Officer Goodson and the police department.
So the police department, from their side, says Goodson violated almost 20 internal policies and procedures, and citing lack of concern to secure Gray with a seatbelt, and also not calling a medic to bring Gray to the nearest hospital after Officer William Porter alerted Goodson that Gray may need medical attention. And then on Goodson's side, his lawyer Malone blames the police department, citing lack of training for officers in dealing with detainees in a wagon, also saying Goodson was given inadequate equipment. In other words, the van he was driving was broken, it was busted, the camera inside the van hadn't been working for they didn't know how long. And there were concerns that also the doors of that van were not properly functioning.
What kind of evidence is coming out in this trial?
The police department brought forth a number of pieces of evidence, but the largest one yesterday was the video of the leading detective from Montgomery County, Thomas Curtis, interrogating Goodson in February of this year as part of the department's internal investigation. In this video, you can see that Goodson says he didn't think Gray needed medical attention. He said he didn't see any blood or anything on his outside of his body that meant he might need medical attention. Now, on the opposite side of that, Malone, Goodson's lawyer, brought up and cited the Justice Department's investigation showing lack of training and inadequate, outdated equipment on behalf of the department. So he's bringing up the Justice Department investigation that came out this past year. And as we know, that federal investigation brought up the consent decree towards the Baltimore Police Department and making sweeping reforms to the department.
What are the possible outcomes of this trial for Goodson?
So the worst that could happen, really, is Goodson loses his position on the police force, is fired. Other things that could happen, he could be suspended for 15 to 30 days without pay. And that really all depends on the evidence they bring up. This trial is not beyond a reasonable doubt type of trial that most hearings precede. This trial really is, because it's an internal review board, they just need to prove enough evidence one way or another in order to sentence Goodson to either being fired or having suspension without pay or whatever the punishment might be.
The trial will continue through this week. WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi will keep us updated. Thanks, Dominique.
Thank you, Nathan.